It's a matter of looking at everything. Like, there was some things that weren't really, they've changed from what most of the speakers had known about, and they're not there yet. There's still a lot of changes to make before we make a decision. And we listen to our planner. He hasn't said yay or nay. So we have to wait till he gets to that point, one way or the other. He hasn't formed a decision. So that's the next step to figure out when we get to that point.
The argument can be made, though, as the public's made their opinion clear, and as a member who serves the public, what's the argument, I guess, what's the benefit towards putting this pit? I mean, put the politics aside and all of that, like, where does the benefit come from?
It's part of the industry. A lot of people don't understand the industry. I was involved in it 40 years ago myself, and things have evolved. Like, you know, they talk about Muskoka Lakes, Caledon, and all that. A lot of that's the Oak Ridges Moraine. It's all sand and gravel. Here, we don't have as much as we think we have. And certainly, everybody is 100% right about the lack of rehabilitation of pits. It's zero. Absolutely zero. No question about it. And it's the shortfalls of M&R, as I mentioned with the Attorney General, trying to jump down their throat. Now, I don't know whether this government really listens to the Attorney General. They need to. They need to start doing something, because I'm a farmer also. And I know what the pit licensing is. There's supposed to be no topsoil leaves the site. As everybody said tonight, you can't see a site that has topsoil left. And they have to learn to live within the rules and more enforcement. And fairly substantial fines. That seems to be the only way to get them to follow the licensing requirements. And as far as, you know, the idea of there's all kinds of aggregate, most of the pits are run out of the material they're looking for. They're looking for concrete sand. I actually screened that 40 years ago. And if you look at the pit out at Pine Grove, I don't know how long they've been doing the wash plant thing, but that pile of, that's dirt, that great big huge pile. When I screened it, the dirt was zero. It has changed that much. So the other side of the coin is, my understanding is Barber's Lake is a mud lake, which is basically silt. I can't see a deposit that close being coarser aggregate. That's my personal opinion. They say they've done test holes and stuff, and it remains to be seen.
So then what's your sense, what's your opinion on the changes from the initial application 2 years ago to what's been changed, you know, as early as this month? Do you think they've made significant enough strides in their changes?
Yeah, they're falling down is they want to ask for too much. They want to ask for maximum. That's their supposed policy. The reality is they won't even touch the limits that they put opposed now. They will, if it is concrete sand, they will use what they need. So, and no more. Like currently, I was talking to them the other day, there's one trailer load goes into Carlton Place a day. That's not 15 trucks an hour, it's one. And Perth is far less, they say one or two a week. Everything I've heard in this area, it is getting scarce. And that's the whole of it right there. But I'm just, from what I'm told, that's the material that's there. Like I know most of the pits right now, they don't have that material whatsoever. They're drawing from two or three pits right now and blending it and taking the fines out of it. So,
what's the next step here?
I guess Forbes is going to collect some more information. And the idea is sometime in October it'll come before committee.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you feel like we should mention?
Not really. It's just, if you know, even if we approve it and the licensing doesn't go through, like we're not approving the license. It's just a matter of, it's the same as somebody comes in for a severance. And if they meet all of the parameters, you almost have to do it. You have to do it. And so whatever the planning application is, if it meets the specs, you almost have to approve it. Doesn't matter if whatever the proponent wants to do in that property ever happens. We're not in control of that. Like with a building, you've got to go through the building officials of the province, which are all the same. So if they don't meet those specs, it doesn't matter if somebody got a severance. You can't build on it if you don't build properly. Even the severance system, it's more stringent on the waterfront. We have the setbacks for waterfronts, but for normal land, for the severance, you would probably have to approve that there's a high enough piece of ground to build on. So there's all those aspects. And what I've told from the planner said tonight they're 150 meters, not 30 meters from the lake. I'm a little bit sketchy on the setback from the waterland, from the wetlands. So that's the other side of it that they have to address on the licensing side of it.